Hey, you!
What?
Listening to this podcast right now! Do you want to hear a fucking podcast about anything and everything?
Yeah.
Like movies, music, television, and more?
Oh my god.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Yes.
Subscribe to Journey Into Comics Network, and you get Podcastrophy,
hosted
by me,
yes.
Dick. Why not throw a couple bucks to the Patreon? It's your choice. Yeah. This is a Podcastrophy.
That sounds so awesome.
The following is a Journey Into Comics Network production.
I'm a dude who likes brews. It's time for Brews with Dudes. Ah, juicy.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night. Welcome to episode 5 of Brews with Dudes. I'm your host, Nick. I am joined once again by Zach Davidson. How are you doing tonight, Zach?
I'm great. Thanks for having me once again. Blessed to be here, as always.
Of course, of course. And for making his return, he's been missing for one whole episode. We've got Dr. Dongo. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic today.
Excellent.
As always.
Good to have you. And we have a first-time guest tonight. Mr. Jeffrey Gagan.
Hello, everyone. Let's drink some beer.
Well, goddamn, you heard the man. So let's pop open some of these brews
let's not waste
any time, shall we? So Dongo, where the hell were you last week? Why weren't you here?
You know, you said you didn't need me, and I wanted to work on something, and that something was the intro to this show.
Well, I guess that's also somewhat important.
So I worked on that, and oddly enough, I finished, like, right when you guys were getting started.
You son of a bitch.
But, you know, that's all right. You said you didn't need me. And I wanted to give you that opportunity to, you know, do this without me. I'm returning as a guest, not as what you refer to as your floaties.
That's true. No mas floaties.
I always called Brandon my training wheels.
Yeah.
I'm your floaties.
Same kind of, concept.
I like it.
So we're starting off with
Zach,
the,
you got so much head.
Dude, he's all about it. We still got some in here. Someone wants to add to their pile. Jeff purchased the beer we're drinking right now, Dad, from Rheingeist.
Has a wonderful flannel on the front.
It does.
I like it.
So Jeff, like the way we like to do it is the beer that you brought, we just ask that you read from the can and kind of tell us what it's about.
This is Rheingeist from Cincinnati. It's called Dad. It's a hoppy holiday ale. The description it has is a 7% alcohol beer, 48 IBUs. It's a hoppy red ale that balances crisp hops with juicy malts like a well-worn flannel embraces the cold, early, dark days of winter.
Well, winter is coming, as they say.
I like.
Shall we jump right in?
Let's do it. It's different.
Yeah, that is different. I can definitely taste the malty.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes,
the malt in it, normally I don't like that, but
me neither. It's very red.
Yeah, I'm kind of liking. For once, I'm liking that.
Yeah,
yeah. It's
nice. Usually, I'm not a fan of reds, but this one's pretty good.
It has a nice color.
It really does.
Definitely a winter beer.
Mm-hmm.
I can see this being something to warm your belly.
Still a little hoppy. Not a whole lot of a bite to it, but enough to appreciate.
Ooh, you can smell that malt too.
Yes.
Pretty all right. I'm actually wearing a flannel. I wish I was wearing the flannel that's on the can, because it has some nice colors. 48 IBUs. Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm a fan of Rheingeist. I don't think we've done any of it on the show yet, but I've had the truth. We've all had the truth, I think.
I don't think I've had the truth.
You haven't had the truth?
I haven't had the truth.
I've never had the truth either.
I don't know if you could handle the truth.
I've never apparently had this beer either.
Well. Apparently I can handle Dad.
Wow.
Hey, Daddy.
Whoa. Okay. Holy yep. shit.
Six pack.
Dad got dick smacked.
Wow.
I can only imagine the things Austin would be saying.
Oh, God. Just let's not get started on that.
Stupid.
Let's not just do that right stupid. Now.
WWAS. What would Austin say?
Oh, man. I got a Snapchat from Colby earlier.
Okay.
He was playing Rocksmith, and the song was Through the Fire and Flames.
Wow.
And then, like, I sent him, like, a terrified face. And yeah, basically that. And about however long the song is later, 7 minutes, whatever it is, mm-hmm. I get a picture of the screen, says he got like 88% on it. And he's like, rhythm's
stupid.
Not bad.
So
I was like, try lead. And he sent me a terrified face. I saved the picture. I'll show it to you real quick.
We've been toying around with Weedby. Tex is pretty familiar with the song. We've talked about covering it, but it's a pretty righteous song.
That's what I sent him.
Oh, wow.
I sent him a face that says, do it, pussy.
Do it. Wow. Do it, vagina.
Milk truck.
There was
arrived.
5.5 minutes. And the first reference to the greatest hit song of 2017 has already been brought up.
Oh, shit. Oh, you mean Bad Baby wasn't? Or wait, that's the name of that fucking Cash Me Outside girl. That's her.
Oh my goodness!
Oh no,
Bad Baby.
Let's do our best not
to. Spelled BHADBHABY.
That makes absolute sense.
Bad Baby.
Bad. Bad.
I know way too much about that shit.
No, you do. You do.
Being so connected to the social media.
It's hard to let it. I just became aware of the Backpack Kid. Remember the Backpack Kid?
What's that?
Some kid. He's fucking 14, 15 years old. And he stands there and I'm going to do a quick little dance. He does one of these numbers.
Oh. And, I think I know what you're talking about.
And he was in a Katy Perry music
yeah.
video.
Yeah. Oh, no. He did not.
And it really just... what did he say? He had 300 followers on Instagram.
Jesus.
Posted the video. Somebody hashtag white people dancing or something like that. And some other person reposted it. And in a day, that guy got 45,000 followers just because that one dude hashtagged him in.
Does he do his gigs with Left Shark?
I don't know. What's Left Shark?
Left Shark?
Yeah.
From the Super Bowl. From Katy Perry's Super Bowl performance. There was two sharks.
Shit like
right
that.
Shark.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, why did this be? And he only does the dance for 4 seconds. There's nothing else to it.
Let's get back to Left Shark.
I remember.
That motherfucker was a hero.
I remember.
Oh, you remember?
I remember.
You remember.
Oh,
oh man. Live each day like your Left Shark.
Oh, my God. It's quite a culture we live in.
Oh yeah,
we're.
I love how that guy immediately became a meme just because he tried harder.
Yep.
He went out there and he gave it his all.
I can't imagine just being that guy. I can't imagine being Backpack Kid. I definitely can't imagine being Left Fin Shark.
He kicked ass.
What's the Korean guy?
William Hung.
That song.
Oh, Gangnam Style?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was garbage.
I don't miss that.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't
miss
that.
That was bad.
You know, I heard that, you know, a lot of his actual music, not that's not part of his actual music, but all the music that didn't get famous because of the internet.
Because it's like anti-American.
It's very anti-American. Yeah. I was like, holy shit. Not that I've heard it. But
where is he from?
He's from Korea.
Okay, fellas,
Korea.
There's two different Koreas.
South Korea is
probably Seoul somewhere.
Yeah.
Right,
considering North Korea doesn't have the internet.
Yeah. True.
Actually, I didn't know if you knew this. North Korea doesn't have culture.
No, they have.
They're not. They have
their dictatorship.
They have
that's
banned
it.
Culture.
There's
not,
also a lot of things they don't have, including food.
Yeah. They make. It's worse than syrup sandwiches. It's just dirt and water.
Their government has an intranet. That's it.
And they're not allowed to use. Did you see that when Trump was doing his latest tour in Asia. Inside China, they set it up to where he could use his Twitter.
Yeah.
And China doesn't even, they're not, people aren't allowed to use it.
Wow.
So he went into their country and just said, fuck your rules and fuck your laws. And
I need my Twitter.
Right.
He needs it, yeah.
What do you mean I can't Twitter?
Twitter in chief.
All these celebrities, they need stem cells.
And all that. Ever.
Trump
needs Twitter. Trump needs Twitter.
Garbage.
It's his life source.
You'd think he has stake in it. We wouldn't know, though. We don't know what stake he's got in anything. The only thing we know he doesn't have stake in is Trump steaks. Because that went bankrupt a long time ago.
Poor Trump steaks.
Some idiot. I'm sorry if this is not an idiot that actually posted it. But he posted something that said Trump just gets escort license approved in China or something. I'm like, are you people really going to believe every single thing that you read? It'd be kind of tight, though. But I don't I don't think I would want to be pleasured by a Trump escort. That just sounds like a mess.
Absolutely not. No.
They're either going to grab me viciously by the crotch without my permission, or they're going to pee on me.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I don't want to bring Star Trek into this, but if you've ever watched the show, the sexiest women are green.
Do they pee on you?
I don't know that, but we don't know how sexy orange women.
How can you bring up Star Trek without knowing if they pee on you? This is like critical to this conversation.
To be fair, Jeff has watched a lot of Star Trek, so I think he's trying to say is he doesn't think that they do.
To the best of my knowledge, I do not recall.
There are some very, very sexy ladies in Star Trek, though. And one of the newest ones, the J.J. Abrams ones that you fucking hate, mm-hmm. he's getting it with some girl. She's like...
Yeah, and she looks normal. And
she's
then she,
green
they pull,
or something.
They pull, he turns on the light, and she's like green out of nowhere. And it's like, whoa, dude.
I wonder if I would be...
You fucked an alien.
Would you fuck an alien, Dongo?
Oh, certainly.
That one, definitely.
if she looked like that, yeah.
If you had to pick a skin color, what would it be?
I am very partial. I mean, I'm a human, so I'm very partial to, the pale skin.
I'd be like blue. Like Thrawn, or maybe a purple.
It's like a Smurf.
You immediately bring up a male character.
Of course, I'm a male. And we're talking about my skin color, not the skin color of an alien that I'm... What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
I don't know anymore.
Fucking blue chicks.
Fucking started talking about beers. Now we're talking about weird alien sex. Like.
Okay. We really went off the deep end on that
Good
one.
Good God.
All right. We need to finish up this beer and get moving on to the next one.
It's tasty. It's red. It's not heavy.
Yeah.
Yet not watery.
No, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that.
Very tasty. So what else do we got on the docket tonight? We've got three Floyds. We've got
a couple from Taxman.
Yes, we do. We have two from Taxman. So maybe the next one's really strong.
Yeah.
I feel like we should definitely do the...
Do you want to try that bomber?
We've got to save that for last.
Yeah, okay.
Got to save that bad boy for last because it's definitely the most different, too.
Mm-hmm.
We should dive into that three Floyds. I don't remember what it's called. Hazy something.
Foggy Geezer.
Foggy Geezer.
It's a hazy IPA.
So we went from Dad to Foggy Geezer.
Yes.
We're getting progressively older here.
And then we're going to get to the Tax Man. So.
Which
not
is
a bad combination.
A skeleton on it. So you're just, again, progressively aging. You're just dead.
This one has a skeleton on it, too.
Oh, I guess you're right.
I don't know what a Rheingeist is. Or what the Rheingeist is.
Not sure. Breaking it down.
The Rhine is a river.
In Germany.
So maybe it's the ghost of the river.
Ooh.
I like that a lot.
River ghost. It's not bad. That fits.
Or the river spirit.
That looks like a spirit. On the can. The little drip. The skull drip. Whatever it is. Me neither. Thanks again to everybody out there liking the page, sharing the posts. It's been a good couple weeks for the start of Brews with Dudes. just under 500 likes. We're getting lots of downloads. I want to give another quick shout out to the Journey into Comics Network for hosting us. They've been really awesome, really gracious. Nice dudes, nice chicks, nice shows. There's so many shows. I could spend a whole day watching all the shows that are on the network. I need to get better about watching them. I've been delving in.
Yeah, which was like give an example.
There's the network called Journey into Comics, and then they've got their main show, Journey into Comics.
Sure.
So that's the one that I end up watching or listening to a lot of. And then there's Dicks, the Podcastrophy. So I usually listen to that one. There's another one called Foodies Watching Movies. There's another
so
one called Butt Stuff.
Butt Stuff.
Butt Stuff.
Ah. Not Butt Stuff.
Not Butt no. Stuff. But
there's another one called Lit
Stuff.
Literature. Lit Literature. Like lit.
Like lit.
I don't think that one's been announced yet.
How has it not been announced yet? Maybe I've said something I shouldn't say.
Oops.
Maybe we can edit that out. Lots of fun stuff on there. So if you're listening to this, you might as well go and listen to the other ones too.
I want to read that Darth Vader comic.
There's a Darth Vader comic.
Yeah, you didn't know about this?
I did not.
Oh, wow. It's a whole series devoted to Darth Vader's
adventure.
Oh, nice. Wow. You know, earlier this year, we started on Journey into Comics. We started reading the Darth Maul series comics.
Hmm.
It's like it was going to be like, I can't remember how many issues. It was only going to be like 7, I think. And we only read the first issue. We were going to keep going, but we never did. Kind of want to read the rest because it was really good. The first issue was they did a really good job of capturing like the characters from that universe, because it started like I think right if you watch Clone Wars, right after Sidious defeats Maul.
Yeah, that's kind of how they finished their role on the Clone Wars, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's his name? Maul and his brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just they get overwhelmed by Sidious, and then it's like, yeah, you're going to be my bitch forever. It's like, yeah, we are.
Yep.
And that was it.
This is the first issue, spoiler, is Maul going after Dooku.
Interesting.
So it takes place like back then still. I never.
Well,
that I really
just
need
pisses
to...
me off then.
Yeah.
That means that, I mean, we know he didn't get him. No. And how the fuck are you going to explain that Darth Maul can't even beat Dooku?
Well, I mean, but then I haven't gotten there yet. I need to actually sit and watch Star Wars Rebels. But eventually, they teased that Maul was gonna go after old man Obi-Wan.
He did.
I need to watch it. I need to watch that whole series because I've heard nothing but good things.
None of us watched it except Jeff.
I saw it.
Man,
don't spoil the things that you haven't already spoiled.
Jeez.
I guess the internet did it more than you did, but
yeah. I will say though, it's very disappointing because they make Darth Maul out to be an absolute pussy,
which is not the impression you got at all when he was introduced.
Correct.
No.
If they did one right thing with the prequel trilogy, Darth Maul was probably it. He didn't ever talk. He was that menacing dude.
Yeah, he talked way more on Clone Wars.
Way, mm-hmm. way more.
And you.
Oh yeah.
I felt like he kind of lost a bit of his. Obviously, he lost the mystique that was him, but he just. I don't know. He kind of lost his draw for me when I started hearing him talk more, and you know, hearing him like just. He was a savage, which is hilarious because his brother's name is Savage.
Savage.
Sorry.
Savage was just muscle and
yeah, he
strength.
Was just fucking, he was a brute. And there's nothing wrong with that. He was a tank. Everybody needs a tank.
I don't need a Savage on my team. Especially one that fucking dumb. I didn't like him.
He was pretty dumb.
His entire appeal was just him being big and spiky and shit. You gonna finish?
Darth Maul's brother.
Well, yeah. Was he technically his brother, or was it just like we're all part of this clan and we've all been birthed from this same crazy...
I'm pretty sure it was his actual brother.
Hmm. What do you think... what are your guys' opinions on Disney announcing that they are going to do a whole new trilogy that is not part of the Skywalker saga.
You know, I think it's really cool because I've always been about the lore and mythos of Star Wars more than the actual movies. Like going back and playing Knights of the Old Republic, you learn so much history about the actual universe that is Star Wars. And so I think it'll be really cool to have some of that familiarity that is the Star Wars universe, but delve further into what that galaxy is.
Absolutely.
Depending on the time period, like say if it's after Luke.
Yeah, it could be any time period.
Yeah.
I
think they were very, I think what they said was, and this is a little concerning also, is that they want to explore a new part of the galaxy with new characters, which to me says
completely unconnected. Sorry.
Like, why would you need to
keep it in the same area?
Why not go into, I'll say it one more time, Thrawn, Bane, Revan? Like, you could go into any one of those stories that we already know. I bet you there's an extremely small sect of Star Wars fans that are familiar with those Old Republic stories. I'm not even familiar with them, and I'm a huge fan, you know?
Yeah.
So even if you did it, you could, I mean, I think that we're in the...
You could almost, from, like, stuff that's pre-Knights of the Old Republic, like, stuff that they talk about, like, the Great Hyperspace War and shit like that, between the Sith and the Republic. That was, like, one of the first, wars between the Republic and the Sith, and you can almost have like a Game of Thrones style series.
Did you hear about that? Okay, so Disney's also launching their streaming service.
Yeah, of course.
No.
And one of the pilots that they're going to shoot off at the beginning of their streaming service is a live action Star Wars show.
That'd be cool. Hopefully, I mean. Obviously,
if they don't ruin it.
Yeah.
It's been in development for a decade and a half.
What?
They've been talking about it for a long time. Okay. It was 5 years ago that I read the article. And they didn't think that they could pull it off budget-wise. And I think especially after... First of all, you're now owned by Disney. And second of all, they saw the wild success of Game of Thrones. It's like,
yeah.
If you're doing it right and you've got the fan base, you can get away with... a crazy budget, but I can't even see I can't see them doing anything that is as big as Dragon. You know, like, you're not going to need $15 million an episode. You only get, unless you're fucking throwing in Rancors and fucking just shit out the wazoo.
If you're putting,
which I'm down for,
space battles every episode.
Put the same budget up for that TV show that you put up for every movie, and right, it'll be worth it.
I'd be all about it.
Obviously, you can't have like the level of fucking like gore and adult content that Game of Thrones is, because one, it's Disney, two, it's Star Wars. It just doesn't fit in Star Wars, but having like that drama that Game of Thrones has.
Yeah. You know, I think they were talking about making it almost a crime thing when they were talking about it years ago.
Okay.
But think more like True Detective, I guess. It was supposed to be something super gritty, something very slummy, you know, like, I don't know. How to describe it?
Put Zahn's book on the TV.
Put Zahn's book on the TV.
The Adventures of Luke Skywalker.
That'd be great. Luke did everything cool that Luke did, no one's ever seen.
You want drama? Luke and Mara Jade.
Yeah, yeah.
This is true.
I haven't read any of those books. I haven't delved too much into that history, that story.
That's all the stuff that I've gotten into.
Like I said, I'm more focused on like all the stuff that came before.
Well, okay,
all the bad guys.
But we hear about we hear about all these other Darths, these Sith Lords.
Yeah.
What about, other than Revan, who were the Jedi that combated them all?
That's true. Well,
hear about them because they all fucking died.
I mean, most of them. Are you talking about like the Rule of Two, like that entire millennia?
Yeah. Even before that.
Yeah. I mean, they mostly hid in the darkness, and you know those Jedi. Because the Jedi were completely blind to the Sith that were just apprentice and master for over, they're like, they up until Phantom Menace, they're like, oh, Sith haven't been a thing for 1,000 years. Well, if these Sith happened, you know, and there were Jedi that came across them, which they did with Bane,
But you don't have to have...
They die.
I guess what I'm saying is you don't have to have an Anakin or a Luke Skywalker every generation, but you could have another Obi-Wan.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, Revan himself was a Jedi going off to fight some Sith and then switch sides.
Just kind of changed his mind in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what?
I love Revan.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Revan is easily the best character in all of Star Wars.
Says the dude... with a Revan tattoo.
There's a reason I have that Revan tattoo.
All right, before we get diving even further into the Star Wars mythos, let's hop into this foggy geezer, a hazy India pale ale. It looks like it's a collaboration between three different places, War Pigs, McKellar, and Three Floyds. Self-described as a super fruity and dank War Pigs hazy IPA forged in collaboration between Three Floyds and McKellar. Interesting.
Well, all of that fruit taste is coming straight from a hop.
Yeah, it's very, very hoppy. There's this is what appears to be an old geezer on the can as well. It's a black can, black and gray. It's darkness. That's what the can looks like. But the beer does not give across the same impression.
The can is very dark. The beer is extremely light.
Oh yeah,
not extremely.
I'm loving that fruity scent.
Definitely see through. Very light. Smells very, very hoppy. It's very fruity.
It does smell very hoppy.
That is exactly what you expect from a Three Floyds IPA.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Nice and hoppy. Nice and tasty.
Easily drinkable.
Actually, this was one of my... Okay, so I bought two beers today. Yeah, two brews, and this was actually one of them. So luckily, the other one is the one I brought today.
Because this is one that I brought today. I said to myself, we've not done any Three Floyds yet except for that one bomber. And we can't exclude Three Floyds just because we already know they're one of the best. That's just not fair. So
yeah.
And the only time I've ever drank this one was when I was already a little tipsy. So...
So you may not quite remember it.
Van from Lucifist, he brought this Saturday night, I believe.
Yes, he did.
And I had a taste of it.
So. I did too. But like I said, I was a little over the top, so I wasn't quite making my best judgments on taste and flavor then.
I was more focused on the social interactivity between us all, you know, so I had to really delve into what this beer is.
I think I was just too drunk.
I was not. I did not. I got buzzed, but I didn't get drunk Saturday night, which bummed me out. I think I lost my, and this is my own fault, but I lost my motivation to keep drinking when, so my last anti-hero, I brought three over, my last anti-hero got kifed, and
that's sad.
And then, so I went to the beer that I brought last week, the insert hop reference here.
Yeah.
I brought it here for Brews with Dudes, but we weren't recording that night.
And then you left him in the freezer.
Yeah. So I was like, whatever, I still got this beer. And I drank it, and I was like, this is not as good as I remember. Probably from being in the freezer and being thawed.
Perhaps, yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, it didn't taste bad. It just had that... It had, like, the specific taste in beer that I really don't like. The really hoppy beers.
Mm-hmm.
Beers that I don't like.
It did say, I mean, hop was in the name.
It does. So, like, yeah. So I was just like, yeah, I don't feel like drinking anymore.
I did not have that same thought, and I drank all night. I drank so much and got so wasted that Sunday, the only way to deal with it was to start drinking again.
Naturally.
So then I drank all day Sunday until I passed the fuck out and slept like 14 hours. It was a long weekend. We had a show on Thursday and on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I had a full day of band practices on Sunday, so
ooh.
We just drank a lot of beer.
But that was fun.
There were parts that were fun. There were also parts that were just painful. Not including the fucking wrestling around that also took place in the middle of all that.
I tried stopping you, but y'all weren't having it.
Yeah, a buddy and I were like, man, remember when we were young, we used to wrestle around? Like, yeah, next thing you know, we are just fucking beating each other up on the ground. Zach's like, y'all should stop. I'm like, shut up. He's like, I'm just going to take pictures and laugh at you guys.
Okay.
It was Brett and I.
Oh, it was Brett.
Yeah.
I still haven't shown you pictures, but I do have pictures and video for
wow.
the record.
Gonna oh, get, man. Going to get some reactions. We probably don't need to watch no videos.
No, no, you probably don't want to see those. We'll save that for later. Yeah,
probably. That's probably not a bad idea.
Oh, man. I can't wait for tomorrow. I'm recording episode 12 for Podcastrophy.
Live?
There's going to be live streamed. I'm actually going to record it on my GoPro as well and put it up on either my YouTube or the Journey Into Comics YouTube.
Ooh.
And I'm very excited. I don't normally plan my episodes, but I have things planned for this episode. And Tyler McLaughlin, he's going to mm-hmm. be returning.
Nice.
Very nice.
He's being whored all over the network right now. He's going to be on Game Addicts this week. He was on my show, I want to say last week. Or no, it was last week's episode. Yeah. But so he was there for episode 11.
That's kind of how you guys like to do it, though.
He was episode 10. I don't know. You
just kind of whore people out between all your different shows.
Yeah, it's great.
So it'll probably be a month. It'll probably be a month or two before the Tyler McLaughlin show arrives.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He'll also be there for a show we're doing over Christmas that is unannounced and I'm not going to talk about right now.
But it's already been brought up in other episodes.
You're going to be in it, yeah.
No.
Possibly Zach. I don't know. I'm getting a very large cast of characters for it.
It's gonna be a long afternoon.
Yeah. Oh boy. But yeah, it's great. I always try to bring back the people that I interacted with the most and that were, you know, really, really good characters for the show. So
we're all characters in our own little ways.
Oh yeah.
We are quite a bunch of characters, if only you knew.
I'm digging the hell out of this. I would probably buy some more of it. Perhaps.
I seem to have a lot of sediment in mine.
Did you?
Oh, wow.
Goodness. Sure did. It says hazy. It says it right on there.
Don't be afraid of the sediment. It's good for you.
Yep. Good for
your character.
Gives more flavor.
Builds character.
You're tasting what the beer actually is supposed to be.
Oh, is that it?
That's it. Yeah.
So, what do you guys think? Should we jump into the coffee porter, or should we jump into the white IPA?
Probably the white IPA.
Yeah.
All right, let's get it. Let's get it popping. Moving on to beer number 3.
Not a big fan of the porter in general. I don't know.
I like it more when they fill it up with coffee and chocolate.
Yeah. Most of the porters I've ever drank have kind of a... I can only describe it as a slight burnt taste.
I can see that. That's not what I'm into, though. Yeah, I'm excited about these. We've been trying to do a little bit of, you know, every style on every episode.
Yes. Okay, so I brought this beer. It is... from Deer Creek Brewery. That's why I picked it, because it's another Indiana brewery.
Nice.
Good. It's the White Fly White IPA. Belgian-style white IPA brewed with a coriander. Is that how you say that?
Coriander, yeah.
Coriander and bitter orange spices. Spicy like a hot summer day, mellow like a summer night. White India Pale Ale... Alcohol content is 7.7% by volume and has 65 IBUs.
Okay.
I like what they did with the art. Okay, so it's a white can. The logo is in it's just a black rectangle with a fly. And the fly is actually a hop. That's pretty neat.
That's clever.
Yeah, that's really clever.
Oh, cute.
The fact that they kept the name Deer Creek Brewery,
right?
Should give them.
It's not Verizon.
Triple
or
the
Cliff.
Business automatically.
Brew off home mortgage.
Brew off mortgage.
it's brewed in Noblesville, Indiana.
Wow, no kidding.
Nice.
Very neat.
Yeah, that insert hop reference. It was brewed in Plainfield, Indiana.
Plainfield's a great city.
If you haven't noticed, I'm letting you guys make the pours because apparently I'm a terrible pourer.
You are really bad at pouring.
I am not.
You are bad at pouring.
I am not.
Don't even try to talk yourself out of it.
Dick.
My
girlfriend just completely slams me at it. And she's like, you have way too much head, which is not even close to too much head. It's just perfect, I think.
Depends on the beer.
That's true.
Some beers
Maxon's and me's beers are kind of notorious for being a little heady.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
Mmm.
What do we got here? What are you mmming about?
That.
Ooh.
The deep hoppy.
That's deep.
Earthy.
Y'all ready to dive in?
I don't think I'm going to like this.
I don't think you are either.
Suck it up, cupcake.
Mmm, that's not bad at all.
Mmm.
Mmm.
That was a interesting back end.
Yeah, it's an interesting aftertaste. Can't quite place it. Kind of candy-ish?
Yeah.
Almost?
Yeah, that's odd.
It's the spice. It's the orange spice.
Orange, yeah.
Okay.
Mmm. That is very interesting. I'm going to go with spicy. It strikes me as a winter beer, a Christmas beer almost, because of the spiciness. That's pretty good stuff. Mm.
Hmm.
It's good color.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's deceiving.
Very, it's not clear, but it's got a nice color to it. You're right.
Dark gold.
I don't think I've ever had anything from Deer Creek. I like that they incorporate deer antlers into their logo.
Yeah, I'm definitely liking the can.
The smell and the taste don't necessarily match.
Nope.
No,
that's what makes
not
it confusing.
Expecting that.
That's what makes it confusing.
I'm trying to think of which. Because we grow one of those hops.
Mellow like a summer night.
I'm thinking, is the Centennial that deep?
Centennial is the one that's mainly used in like a two-hearted. I guess that point also hasn't been brought up. We've been talking about the brewery that I'm trying to start, Maxon's and me. Jeff here is just as much a part of that as I am.
Hey, hey.
So we grow some hops. We brew some beers. We actually just looked at a place today for brewing that was pretty promising. We're not sure, though.
Yeah.
But.
Now, Jeff, to my understanding, you've been brewing longer.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, I thought you have.
We all started together.
Okay, right on.
The brewing process, we started together.
Yeah. The dream has lasted longer.
Yeah.
I am 14 years older than Nick, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
I have had some extra time to dream about it.
Now, okay, so you guys started brewing, or what I witnessed, you guys started brewing when I still lived here.
It was about 5 years ago,
yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, for me, it was when I lived here about 3 years ago. At this point, yeah, it was 3 years ago. And I think I still got pictures of that first brew that I witnessed, at least.
Yeah, it's been somewhere in that 4 or 5 years by now.
Very nice.
Time flies.
Come a long
it
way.
Does.
We've done probably 20, 25, 30 brews at this point.
Yeah.
All very excellent.
We've got a... I've already gone on and on about the pumpkin that we just made. We've got a pale ale coming along. We're getting ready to do a... Let me see if I get this right. It is a chocolate berry stout. But we're not trying to make it just an ass whooper, like 10%. Mm-hmm. Trying to keep it down a little bit. But we're going to use that. It's going to be our Bizarre Noir beer.
Nice. Okay.
It's the... What is it? the chocolate... Chocolate Berry Hydra Stout. That's what we're calling it.
Interesting.
All
right.
So if you remember all those dumbass comics that Chris Charles makes, think of the Hydra.
The Hydra, and you're going to do that.
And it's
tight.
It's the cherries, the blueberries, and the chocolate, and that's the three heads of the Hydra.
Tight.
Have you seen today's comic?
Yes. I saw today's comment. Did.
No Shave November.
I'm gonna have to. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to for I'll political pass on that one. For political reasons. I'm gonna distance myself. Yeah, I saw Anthony say I just threw up a little
did
bit.
Did you see mine?
No.
All I said was inappropriate.
Yeah. Just no.
There's finally a line, and it's been crossed.
The line has been crossed.
The one where you guys are running around some forest. Or...
Oh God.
Austin was fucking a pumpkin. And
yeah, those. There's like 100 of them now.
Who makes those?
It's the lead singer and the front man for Bizarre Noir.
Okay. Chris Charles.
I did enjoy the science ones that he put out. Those were pretty funny.
Science was good.
Yeah.
I like that. He's really
They're all
good.
Funny.
At, yeah.
I told him when he asked me. Yeah. He every now and again asks permission. He's like, Nick, do you think this is going to be too far? And last night I was like, do it. It's a little much. It's a little much, but you could probably go ahead and do it. And then today we're talking, and I was like, you know, if there's a line,
I think that's it.
It may be there, but none of us are trying to look at it, and none of us are trying to acknowledge it. We're just like, whatever.
It's the big elephant.
If we're crossing the line. We're not going to acknowledge that we've done it. We're just going to proudly go stomping over it.
And now you know how Mitch McConnell feels.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He's been crossing lines for decades.
Boops.
Real lines. Like cocaine lines.
Whoa.
Cocaine lines. Did you hear about all that?
He has, yes. His wife's parents own a huge shipping business.
And they got caught shipping cocaine. Yeah. Back in the 80s or 90s, was it?
Early 90s, something like that.
Mitch McConnell, a man of family values.
Mitch McConnell, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Leader of the Senate.
Trafficker of cocaine and cocaine accessories. I'm not gonna buy this beer.
I am not either.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Should we throw it down the should we throw it down the disposal? You weren't here for that. We've got a new thing.
I mean,
when we're done with the beer, we just chug it. We just throw it down the drain.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like literally. No,
we don't waste beer. Okay, right, that's right. Fair. This one's not good. We need to move on. And then you just
I would
slam
say this
the
one's
beer.
Power through it. This one's not bad.
It's tasting
like,
awfully flat to me now. I don't know why, and I'm not sure.
Like, I really expected to not like this beer, but it's not to where I like it, but I can tolerate
it's the aftertaste.
It.
It's too spicy.
I can tolerate
it. It's got the aftertaste.
The aftertaste is starting to get to me. I don't know.
I guess I need to pinpoint what coriander tastes like, because I don't want to blame all of the flavor that I'm getting on the orange. But it says right here, spicy like a hot summer day. Not spicy like the ghost pepper beer that we made.
No, wrong spicy.
That was spicy in a blow your face off heat kind of way.
That was a very interesting flavor.
That
cinnamon,
beer
yeah,
hurt.
Cinnamon pepper.
I like that cinnamon. Do you, okay, so let's go back to April when we had LaFiCon.
Mm-hmm.
You came on stage and joined the Journey into Comics crew for their live podcast with, and you had to sample some beers, and that was one of them. And, that was definitely an interesting flavor.
It's, what I love about it, and I kept telling everybody that day in particular, because that was, I think, the first event that we had it at. I said, just imagine this as a novelty, please. Please don't think that this is the beer that we're going to make. Because if you think that we're just going to make a bunch of beer like this, you're going to be turned off. It's like a...
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think of another example. Like, I almost think of sours that way. Like, sours, that's something I go for. It's more like a, ooh. It's more of a...
Let's just taste this, you know?
Yeah, let's just taste it. Like, I understand you're not going to want to buy a fucking case of ghost pepper cinnamon beer.
I think all the beers that were at the Halloween show by the time I got there were like the not the Foggy Geezer.
The Dad?
Yeah, like the Dad or darker.
Yeah. People don't... I don't know. I can see myself going into a place and wanting like a... like one of the 5 or 6 ounce samples of the ghost pepper beer.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would not want a fucking pint of it. Hell no.
No.
I'd want to get a tray of samples of it for the table. It'd be like a challenge. Yeah, like it's
challenge.
You guys want to try this beer?
That is a great idea.
Yeah. I dare you guys to drink this flight of ghost pepper shots.
That is a great idea, Nick.
It'll hurt.
I remember a guy that came up to the table who's looking at all of our stuff, and I simply said to him, "Would you like to sample a beer?" And he said, "No, I can't. I'm not 21. But if I were to get one of your beers, I would ask you for the sourest thing you have."
Sours are becoming a big thing because it's not beer. I know that I'm going to get, you know, chastised for saying that, but to me, it's not beer. It tastes more like a wine or
Mm-hmm.
To me, beer is, it's got the heaviness. It's got the, you can taste the grains. You can taste the maltiness. Mm-hmm. Not in a sour. A sour, and I'll say it again, it's like liquefied warhead. It's just fucking, it's real sour. I don't know about it. I love sours, but it doesn't taste like beer to me. If I'm wanting a beer, if I'm wanting to quench my thirst with a beer, a sour is not the way for me to go.
I wouldn't go with this white fly for that either.
Mm-mm. No, I might go for the geezer. I might go for this Taxman porter that Zach brought that we're about to pour.
Yes.
What all do we got on the can here? Let's check it out.
It says Belgian-inspired, American-crafted, 33 IBUs, 7.8 alcohol by volume.
So not very bitter.
No.
But very dark.
It's a Belgian-style brown ale brewed with coffee and spices.
When you pour mine.
It's called Bean Counter, it looks like.
Brewed with Nicaraguan coffee, roasted by Tinker Coffee. Rich base of caramel and roasted malt is enhanced by a generous dose of coffee, cocoa nibs, and Mexican vanilla beans.
Ooh.
Making a dark, complex ale perfect for cool nights around a warm fire.
God damn.
When you
this
pour mine,
sounds amazing.
When you pour mine, just don't pour a lot.
Same for you.
This is
Jeff.
Literally yeah. This is literally just gonna be a sample for me.
Don't be like that.
We got it.
Maybe only open one can.
Like the last coffee stout that we had.
Yeah.
Good God, man, I love that. Oh my goodness. It was, I believe I picked that as my favorite. It was just on point.
Yeah. It's not a porter though, was it? This one is.
You're right. It's a Belgian-style brown ale. Okay, so you're right.
See, this is not even a porter either.
Doesn't say?
Mm-mm. I don't think it is.
Throw yours right. Down the drain, Jeff. Moving on.
Chug, 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 chug,
the
chug,
can? Chug. Oh, maybe it's just this can. It looked like, or it felt like the beans
were textured.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Episode 5, Brews with Dudes.
Yee.
We're making moves. A couple of the guys are going up to Chicago this Thursday for a show, and we're going to stop at a couple breweries. We're pretty excited about that. We're going to go to the Haymarket up near Reggie's Music Club.
I haven't been in that neighborhood, but I hear a lot of good things about Haymarket.
Yes, that's where I'm going with my buddy Brett. You guys have heard Brett Maxwell on here before. We're going...
That guy.
We went up there a couple years ago for a show. Stopped at Haymarket, and they had just phenomenal pizza. They had phenomenal homebrewed beers. Not homebrewed, but, you know, brewed in-house. So I'm excited to get back down there again, and... We're going to try to leave early and check out another place, so we're not just reminiscing over beers we already like. We're trying to explore some new ones. As we're doing here tonight, I have not, like I said, I tasted the Foggy Geezer, but everything else that we're drinking tonight is brand new to everybody's palates.
Definitely brand new.
As you all know, that's the goal here at Brews with Dudes. We're trying to get people to hear and to listen and to taste new beers that they never would have tried before. So let's try to do a quick breakdown then. If this is episode 5 and we did 4 or 5 beers a show, we're talking 30 new beers in the past month that we've all tried.
That's pretty good.
That's a good point. I need to update my Untappd.
I do need to get on that. I was telling Austin that you can't cheat by post updating.
Putting in like Bud Light or
I said post updating, like looking back and go, no, I tried all these, I'm gonna give it a rating. I think you gotta do it in the moment when you're thinking about the flavors. You can't be like, oh, I tried this beer 6 months ago and I think it tasted like this.
As much as I hate to give any credit to Chumley's, and it's not exclusive to them by any means at all, but the little passport thing that they do.
Oh, yeah.
Great idea.
Oh, yeah. I love that idea. I started a passport, and it's probably already fucking lapped over and expired. Definitely. It'd be fun, and I think we've talked about doing it with places where we might be able to schedule a quiet spot, going in and doing this at a place like Chumley's and just trying out their fucking 100 beers that they've got.
That is for you. Don't give me no sass, mister.
Man.
Two drinks. Oh man, that face.
The reason I asked for a sample is because this is going to take a while.
Don't give me that sass, dick.
Yeah, this is the last one.
We got one more after this. Which is vastly different. Vastly different. I'm not even going to tell you what it is yet. So I'm going to go ahead. Let's do a quick tap. Start drinking. And then... We can start going in on it. I don't think I need to remind anyone that this is dark as fuck.
I just smelled it.
That's so good, Nick. Oh my god, taste that. Good god.
Candy. Holy.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, that is breakfast.
I need new pants.
Oh my god. Oh my god. This is so tasty.
For what it is.
The coffee.
Dude,
I need to sit back.
For the longest time, I always thought I was a dark beer drinker until I actually started drinking dark beer.
Yep. I like dark beer more as I drink it.
I do, except there are some that are just so overwhelmingly whiskey tasting.
This isn't it.
No.
Okay. It tastes a lot of vanilla.
Oh my. It tastes like coffee grounds. Dude. I can taste the coffee grounds.
I guess I'm going to take a drink now.
You should. You should.
Okay.
You were a Guinness guy, weren't you, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Guinness is awesome.
Oh, there it is. It took a while for the coffee taste to get to me, but it finally did. At first, I was like, all right, this isn't nearly as bad as I'm used to.
My goodness, this is...
It's super smooth.
Yeah, it's crazy, super crazy smooth.
I'll give it that. It's super smooth. I'm not enjoying the scent. Not enjoying the... There's not much front-end taste, the back-end is like, whoa.
This might...
Coffee. I hate folks at home, I hate coffee.
This might be the best beer that we've had on the show, in my opinion.
Really? You go as far to say that.
I am blown away.
Holy shit. That's a statement.
This tastes like you could drink this with breakfast.
Dude, yeah, it tastes like coffee.
It's unbelievable how good it tastes.
The right mix of cocoa, the right mix of vanilla, just
Where the hell is Burgersville?
Not a fan. But we all knew that was gonna happen.
Good. It's really good.
I knew. Ugh. But you know what? That's just part. Ugh. It's part of the experience.
Not going to like them all.
No, you're not. And you know, like, knowing this was going to be a coffee brew, I knew I wasn't going to like it.
I love that Zach and I started off with way more than you guys, and we have drank more than you guys.
I told you. Should have been a sample.
Probably.
Should have been a sample.
We'd probably still have beaten you down.
It's good. I haven't taken drinking more because I had just downed that much in the other beer. I'm trying to recuperate still.
It's very strong. It's a strong beer, but
you know, I didn't get a strong feel from it, but because... Like I said, I didn't get much front end.
Strong might be the wrong word. Heavy?
Heavy.
The back end, though, and it took a second for like that coffee taste to hit me, but when it did, I was like, yep, there it is. I'm good. I'll pass on this. But it is super smooth. So that makes it bearable for me.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying it.
Yes. It's insanely smooth, if I'm being honest.
I will probably go buy some more and stock up. I'll probably buy...
You like it that much, huh?
I'm really about this. Nice. Bravo, Tax, man. This is one of the best...
Good job, Tax.
One of the best porters I've ever had.
Zach picked a good beer. Yay!
Mmm. God damn, I can't wait to finish my cup so I can drink your guys's.
I am completely okay with that. I'll give it at least one more drink.
I always tell you to take at least two, and yeah. You've taken a couple, yeah. So I'm proud of you.
I'm thinking a very, like, the honey brown, the first time I ever had a honey brown.
Mm-hmm.
Only, like, doubled that.
All those flavor profiles doubled. I'm not going to come up with any fresh words. Every word to describe this beer, I've already said. It's phenomenal. I fucking love it.
It's fucking good.
Can't wait for more of it.
So, what were you guys saying about Chumleys when I walked back in here?
They do the passport. Have you heard of that? Yeah. Because they've got so many beers that they do it like a challenge.
Yeah, the hundred beers.
Right.
My friend Austin, who I believe would be a perfect fit for this show, by the way, he'll be back here in a couple weeks, so we'll have to get him on.
That'd be cool.
If you're willing. But he did that, and he actually filled it up, and he's like, every time he comes back into town, he works for BuzzFeed, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome. He just, yeah. Anyway,
did he write the good articles or the dumb ones?
He doesn't write. He's more like a hand, you know, behind the scenes guy. He actually got to.
I'm the hand of BuzzFeed.
He actually got to participate in his first video the other day. He sent me from Snapchat. But no, he did the Chumleys challenge, and he's like, every time he comes back on, he's like looking on the wall to see if he finds his name, and he can't find it.
Poor guy.
He's like, God damn it. Yeah, he's a character. He'll be a fun person to have on the show. I can't wait to have him on mine.
We'll get him.
Get him drunk off beer.
I'm feeling pretty buzzed right now, if I'm being honest.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I might be ready for tacos round two.
I might be ready for the last cigarette.
is this the last beer for tonight?
We got the sour.
All
right. We got it. Come on. We got to do it.
We got to.
We got to.
You're right.
Everybody drinks
their own. All right, down the drain. Down the hatch. Do it. Just fucking do it. Quick and painless. All right.
That's good stuff.
There you go, Zach.
Son of a bitch, Dick.
I am what I am.
This is the second most lit I've been on brews with dudes.
You know, I'm fine.
After last week. Last week we drank like eight
beers.
Dude,
last week was rough. Holy shit.
Now that, like, since I know what happened, like, I wish I could have been here for that.
It was pretty wild.
Going from last week's show to the Doom Room. Ugh.
That probably didn't help very much.
And, you know, because I did not stop drinking.
Having Dave here, like, I wish I could have been part of that, knowing Dave
was fun.
Here.
It was
Dave
fun.
Was real fun.
I really enjoyed Dave as a person.
Dave's pretty awesome.
He gives the best hugs.
He does. He's a very cuddly guy.
Professional hugger.
He is a professional hugger. Does he make money off it? I don't know.
Who knows?
I doubt it.
I doubt it too, but on occasion someone might tip him. I don't know.
Have you ever tipped him?
No, I haven't. Because I'm a piece of shit.
Well, at least we all agree.
Oh.
For the record, he's wearing a Slipknot shirt again.
Again.
Whoa.
I wore the Between the Bear
and Me hoodie. What are you trying to say about Slipknot? Whoa. Hold the phone.
I wore the BT Bam hoodie to cover it up, but I was way too hot.
Yeah.
And I had to take it off.
Yeah. Y'all can make fun of me if you want, but I'm over here in a System of a Down shirt. So.
And that's fantastic.
There's nothing wrong with System of a Down. That's just
fantastic.
Like there's nothing wrong with Slipknot.
Except Corey Taylor's a fucking dickhead.
I love Corey Taylor.
Except the fact that he's a total dickhead.
Why is he a dickhead?
He just thinks his opinion matters.
People keep asking him his opinion.
Because he thought Stone Sour would be more successful.
Yeah. I like Stone Sour, but
ignorance
it's not Slipknot. I enjoy Corey Taylor as an artist in general.
Corey Taylor says stuff off the cuff real quick. And
he
then
knows great.
He is but known then, for saying
but then
stuff off
when
the
people go and report on that, like Metal Injection just interviewed him.
Oh my God. I'm so tired of the news blog sites.
But they interview him and they're asking about new Slipknot and he says, nope, haven't heard anything from them. And then Metal Injection posts it.
That's
and
a lie. Update. That's a lie.
And then he says, these fucking dumbass websites, and starts talking shit about the websites. They're taking my stuff out of context. Like, you said what you said, and there's no point in...
To be fair, those news blog sites do take shit out of context, and they'll do...
Metal Injection doesn't take things out of context.
Metal Injection is probably one of the better of the
more
news
credible,
blog.
And I'm going to go ahead and give them credit, because from everything I've seen... Corey Taylor's kind of a dick, and I can see him saying...
Fair is fair.
I can see him saying, like, no, I don't... I've not heard New Slipknot. I don't know what you're talking about. And then the guys see the article, and they're like, what do you mean you haven't seen the fucking article? We've sent you stuff. And he's like, well, when I meant I haven't listened to any music, I mean, I haven't fucking done shit for the music. Not I haven't heard it. Just, it's sitting in my email, and I haven't done anything.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what his update said. Does he make good music? Does he good do things? I'm sure. Fine.
To be fair, I mean he's doing the whole Stone Sour run right now. I mean, that's just part of.
And are
know,
they still touring? Isn't that
yeah.
a thing? Yeah. Okay. So
they have another
preoccupied with that.
They have another full tour, and I'm probably going to go to either the Indianapolis or Milwaukee show
really,
in February.
Really like Stone
I bet
Sour.
You are.
I do too.
I. Sorry.
It's different.
I don't know.
It's like one of the bands I grew up with. I can't hate them. I just
he straight
can't.
Up said that he likes the fact them. That Slipknot is going. They'll go heavier, and Stone Sour goes.
Yeah, I mean it's
softer,
yeah.
and he likes going both ways, which I appreciate and respect
yeah.
the shit out of.
So he
but
likes going
when
both
you have
ways,
your foot in both
deal.
Worlds.
but
when you have your foot in both worlds, that's really cool because then you don't get burnt out on either, typically.
Which is what he said.
Yeah, which I mean that's why I like my taste in music because you know I gravitate towards the mainstream side of things, as we've discussed. But like I also enjoy all of the other shit like bands like Ne Obliviscaris and Throstenblatt and Beyond Creation. I love that shit.
That's the good stuff.
Oh yeah,
that's the band that we're going to see this Thursday that we spoke of earlier. Ne Obliviscaris.
And Without Waves.
And Without Waves.
I would go just for Without Waves, but I just can't.
I'm really, really stoked. This is going to be a big special day. This is the second time Brett and I have gone to see him together. Brett and I are butt buddies over Ne Obliviscaris. It's the only way to put it.
I saw Neo with Brett, and that was a fun experience at Fifth Quarter.
Yeah, he also blew him off afterwards. Like a big
yeah,
fucking douchebag.
He really wanted to go to Burger King, and I just...
Literally fucking 100
Dude,
yards away, folks.
I had to go...
100 yards away was the Burger King,
well,
and he
then
refused.
He could have walked. If it was 100
Good.
Yards. If it was
Good.
100 yards, he could have walked.
You don't work
Tell
there
me more.
Anymore, Brett. Leave Burger King alone.
Leave Burger King alone.
Dude, Burger King rules. That's my hangover food.
Really?
If not Burger King, Wendy's.
You don't work there anymore, Nick. Leave it alone.
What's your hangover food? You don't get hungover.
Taco Bell all the hungover. Way.
What's your favorite?
Pancakes.
Shit food. There we go. We'll just call it shit food then.
Pancakes or eggs.
From where?
IHOP.
I would say my favorite shit food is probably Burger King.
I'll have to go McDonald's or Taco Bell. I haven't had Taco Bell in a while.
I do really like McDonald's nugs.
I really like their McGriddles and their nugs.
Oh, that's probably the number one. Sometimes when I'm really hungover, I'll go get a McGriddle.
I will not go there for a burger.
I also disagree. Oh my God, maybe McDonald's is my number one.
I can't eat the sausage at McDonald's anymore. It's not the same as it used to be.
Remember when
All
I was going to start?
Motherfuckers looking at me when you're talking about McDonald's. Stop it. Stop
hey,
it.
Hey,
Stop
McDonald's
it.
Guy.
Remember when I was going to start a campaign to bring back the McSkillet burrito?
We still haven't done that motherfucking video.
And we want to try to create a viral video to bring back the McSkillet burrito. Maybe that's something this is here first. Y'all heard it right now on Brews with Dudes. We're going to start a campaign to bring back the McSkillet burrito.
Strawberry rhubarb.
Like, if I had a choice between fast food, it'd probably be Wendy's.
Oh, yes.
Wendy's on top.
Wendy's is
definitely the best.
But if you include Steak and Shake as part of fast food?
Nope.
Don't? Okay.
If
you don't make
Steak and Shake fast food, maybe.
Are you sure?
If and only if you discount the Steak and Shakes in Lafayette. Ours
below. All right, guys, we got to get moving along.
Yeah.
We're running. We can go back to the food in a second. Well, what I'm holding in my hand here is another tax man. It's a strawberry rhubarb wit held sour wit from the Brewmaster series. Zach, actually, this is going to serve as our champion beer for the night. Our bomber. We try to finish off with a bomber every time. Zach actually picked this one out. I totally agreed with him. I already gave him the most of the info, but if you want to give him another quick rundown before we dive in.
Yeah, absolutely. So it says on this, the Brewmaster series explores the potential of our house ales. Our Everessence Belgian-style wheat ale, with its characteristic citrus notes and zesty spices, offers the perfect platform to highlight the tart flavor of freshly picked rhubarb and sweet summer strawberries. Declare yourself by enjoying this selectively crafted specialty series.
This smells very interesting.
I knew when you were pouring it was going to be strawberry because it was pink.
Just from smelling it, you smell the tartness. You smell the strawberry rhubarb. Just gorgeous.
I got the sediment shot that time. See how much clarity your mind is.
Ooh, wow.
Mmm.
Ooh.
Okay.
It's not super tart.
It's pretty tart, though, yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's very tasty, though. It's very tasty.
That's what I'm getting from the scent.
Wow.
It's very tasty.
Take a swig, Dick.
I'm about to take a swig.
Dick.
Take out.
I like to take my time with the scent.
Take it all,
Dick. I always
take
try
a
to
mouthful
smell
of my liquids.
Just, you know, I don't know.
Oh, it smells like a garden. It just smells so fresh.
Yeah, it's very important. I feel like that's a very important part of the process of drinking shit.
Oh,
like
yeah,
this.
You have to smell it.
You're right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely.
So, like, I take my time with the scent.
Mm. That's very tasty. Oh.
I'm definitely... No, that was not the beer. That cough was not the beer.
Thought you were falling apart already.
So good.
Here I go.
I might wedge that. This one's a little bit more sour than yours. Because it has the sediment in it.
You think?
I like the color on it. It's a very subtle pink.
Yes. Wow. Absolutely.
That is sour.
You should have seen the sour for the last episode that I was here for. Good grief. That one was sour, my friend.
You were totally right about like the liquid warhead. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Not bad. Smooth.
So we've got it. We've got the fifth and final beer in our noses, and I'll say it, as I've said every single episode, we're running behind. So, take another sip. Anybody want to go ahead and start us off with your favorite beer of the night? You can give us... I want your favorite. If you're willing to give up your least favorite, you can. Or your second favorite. You know, just kind of open the dialogue about what you're thinking.
My favorite beer for the night was definitely Dad.
Like Dad?
Yeah, I love Dad.
Dad is good stuff.
And Foggy Geezer.
So those are your two.
Yeah.
Foggy Geezer and the Dad. I like that.
And so then, obviously, last place would be the coffees.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Fucking knew it.
Duh.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't. It really doesn't help that I just dislike coffee already.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Coffee. Like, yeah. I'm not a fan.
So you're just not American. Okay, I got it.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, Zach. So my number one was definitely the coffee stout.
Yep.
Just for record. Just
cool.
Lot of
cool Zach,
a lot of full flavor.
Cool Zach,
isn't it
great?
Cool.
And then if I had to say my least favorite, it was probably the White Fly.
I understand that.
It was okay at first, and then the aftertaste got to me. I don't know, something about it just turned me off about it. It started to taste a little flat, and then the aftertaste just really, really got to me, and I couldn't stand drinking it anymore.
You know what I love about my choices? They tend to be the least favorite.
You're good at it.
But that's because I'm a wild card.
You are. You don't have any idea what you're getting.
No, I really don't. No, since I've been doing this podcast with you, I've actually been looking into like the descriptions and whatnot, and I try to understand it the best I can based off of what I learned from each show I am on. So, like,
You have so many different terms now that you know when you look at a beer and you're like, well, it says that it's a white IPA and it's brewed with this kind of hops. You're able to start ascertaining the stuff that you think you like about it.
I'm becoming less and less of a wild card, but I'm still very green.
I think the week before you brought one that was just really phenomenal. I thought you brought one that was really good. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
But I remember being shocked. I was like, Dick brought a really good beer. He finally did it. I'm going to go ahead and say, and it's no fucking shock to anybody sitting in the room, that I'm going to give the coffee, the bean counter from Tin Man. I don't know what my least favorite was. I don't know what my second favorite was. I just know that coffee porter just
blew. That sour is pretty damn good.
God damn.
I'm a big fan of the Witheld, the strawberry rhubarb. It's really good.
Yeah, that's number three. That's number three for me.
I really like the sour. It's just so different. To me, the beers tonight were the sour, the coffee, and the three other beers. The three other beers were closely related, but you know, they all had their own thing. But the sour is
Taxman
sour, and the coffee was dark, and everything stood out in its own way. Jeff, what is your assessment?
I would say the coffee thing from Taxman was my least.
I mean, I understand. I don't like your opinion, but I understand.
No one's surprised.
I'm glad I have an ally.
If I didn't say
fuck you and your Slipknot shirt.
If I didn't say Dad's was my favorite.
Hey. I agree with you except about the Slipknot comment.
I really like the naming, the Rheingeist Dad with the flannel on it. The beer was great.
Yeah. It's a dad beer.
Overall, I would say it was number one.
In terms of packaging and everything, it was just, right. they nailed it.
But I really like the strawberry rhubarb.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe not the rhubarb part, but the strawberry was good.
It must be the 14 years age gap.
That's true. Just,
of course you pick the dad.
He's
of
got
course.
A nice palate.
It's the flannel. I like
it's
the flannel.
The flannel.
It's the flannel.
All right, guys. We're not gonna bore you anymore with our stupid bullshit. Thanks again for tuning in. We are happy that you're paying attention. Thanks again to Journey into Comics Network for hosting us.
Bye.
Make sure you check out the page, share it with your friends, like it. If you're interested in donating to the Max and Me Brewery Fund, we've got a GoFundMe page. Just go check out Maxons and Me on Facebook. While you're checking out Journey into Comics and all the other awesome podcasts, we will see you next time. Thank you once again, everybody, for being a part of it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And until next time, go out to your local liquor store and find a tasty brew that you've never tried. We'll see you next time. Yee-yee!
Bye-bye now.
Yee-yee.